The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News coverage continues with an Amber Alert out of Hearst for a teenager that's gone missing. They're searching for Zoe Robotham. No one's seen her since Sunday night in Hearst at the intersection of Bluebonnet and Arwine. She's 5'6", 240 pounds, white with hazel eyes and brown hair. Police are calling her a high-risk runaway, and they said that she needs to take her meds. Last seen wearing a black T-shirt, black shorts, and white shoes. Her picture's on our website at KRLD.com. Reach out to the Hearst police if you see her.
Four North Texas businesses are among the victims named in an indictment against a Russian national who is accused of ransomware attacks.
The case is being prosecuted in North Texas, but it's a worldwide matter. Alexander Ryshenkov is accused of launching the cyber attacks to get into company systems, then make them unusable, then demanding a massive ransom, which ultimately cost millions of dollars. Former Dallas U.S. Attorney Richard Roper says some pay up.
They don't want the bad publicity, and they want to get access to their systems. Others fight it, and hopefully they have backups in place to defeat the ransom.
It does not appear Ryshenkov is in the country, nor do the feds say whether he's within their reach at the moment. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police arrest a guy that they say assaulted a school bus driver earlier this year. This attack happened in February. Police released a photo of Carvonta Brooks, hoping to get his name and track him down. Well, the police now have him behind bars. It happened right after the attack. Richardson bus driver Danny Senkow told NBC5 he drove kids home that day. They got too rowdy. He had to pull over, and the guy forced his way on the bus and attacked him. Senkow said he made the mistake of trying to push the man out of the bus. The guy grabbed his ankle and pulled him out himself. Brooks now charged with assaults on an older person.
Well, lots of postal workers are picketing outside the main post office in Dallas today. The union's Jonathan Cage says the U.S. Postal Service does a great job protecting election material and ballots, but he says those same protections should be extended to all of your mail.
The bad is being understaffed, and the bad is moving your mail 300 miles away. It takes time to drive 300 miles, which is actually 600 when you go away and then you come back.
Now, there were similar events outside post offices across the country today. The U.S. Postal Service says it respects workers' rights to picket, but off the clock.
Speaking of workers off the clock, dock workers all over Texas are on strike.
It's part of a nationwide strike that runs from Maine to the East Coast and along the Gulf. The Texas ports are in Houston and Brownsville. Margaret Kidd, an associate professor of supply chain and logistics technology at the University of Houston, says big box retailers like Home Depot and Macy's knew the strike was coming and got their freight in early.
The problem is small and mid-size retailers don't have that luxury to hold inventory for that length of period because they may not have the line of credit or they don't have the cash flow to make it work.
The other big issue, produce, which will rot unless the strike ends within a couple of weeks. Kidd believes the White House will get involved if this drags on that long because, for one thing, there's an election next month and the strike is estimated to cost $5 billion a day. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a jury in Denton is now hearing the capital murder trial of 30-year-old Benjamin Teal. He's one of two men arrested for the double murder of a man and woman back in 2023 at a Denton apartment parking lot. Both were killed in their car. If convicted of the charge, Teal will get a mandatory sentence of life without parole.
Well, the Cowboys have to move DeMarcus Lawrence to the injured reserve list after that foot injury. It means he's going to be out for at least 4 weeks. And Micah Parsons has a high ankle sprain that might keep him out on Sunday against the Steelers.
When you're a real competitor, you only get 17 chances at this, and missing one of these opportunities to perform at the highest level bothers me. Like, you know, I feel like I want to play on Sunday.
No official word from the team on the status for this weekend. The team travels to play Sunday night against the Steelers, and the Steelers are a 2.5-point favorite. Meantime, Dak has that huge contract with the Cowboys. Now he's spending some of that green on a new venture. He's getting into the tequila business. Dak's teaming up with a company for Tequila Volteo. The Rob Report says this drink is different because it doesn't have any additives to alter the taste. It'll come at three different price points, from $70 up to $100. Part of the money that they make is going to his charity, the Faith Fight Finish Foundation.
So the last day to vote, to register to vote, that is, the last day to register to vote in Texas is October 7th, which is this Monday. This afternoon, your very own Dallas Mavericks, they're hosting a drive-through voter registration event at the headquarters across from the AAC. Sean Reed with the Dallas Mavs joins us in the KRLD Zoom room. Sean, is this something you guys host every few years?
We do. We do it in collaboration with the Dallas County Elections. So we first did our first voter registration drive in 2020, and then for the past few years, we partnered with Dallas County Elections and went exactly to their headquarters to try to bring community members to them.
Why is it so important for the Dallas Mavericks to be a part of a major voter registration drive?
Because we believe that every vote matters and everyone matters, and we want people to exercise their right to vote and have access to vote. And the only way to do that is to register here in Texas.
We have a lot of people right now that are double checking to make sure they are registered. And if they're not, they can make their way to you starting at 3:30. What's the time parameters and how will the event run?
Absolutely. So the event is from 3:30 into 7. And it's located at our headquarters, which is off 1333 North Stemmons Freeway, Suite 105. And it's directly across from the AAC off Highway 35. And essentially, it's a drive-thru. So you should only be in the parking lot from about 3 to 5 minutes most. And essentially, you just come through the parking lot. Our volunteers and staff will give you a swag bag. So whether you register or not, everyone who arrives gets a swag bag with shirts, stickers, and all kinds of goodies. And then the second station is the voter registration station, where we'll check your voter registration and get you registered if you need to get registered or update your address or anything like that.
I love that. Nothing to get a swag bag. Okay. So all our Dallas Mavericks fans need to come see you guys.
Exactly. And we got our Maniacs out there. We got our D-Town cheerleaders out there. We got Champ, our mascot, out there, and even our CEO will be out there for a couple of hours passing out swag bags and volunteering and greeting the fans and the community.
That is Sean Reed with the Dallas Mavericks on KRLD. Once again, you have until 7 p.m. to stop by the Dallas Mavs headquarters off Stemmons Freeway in downtown Dallas.
Let's talk about these swag bags for just a little second.
Sure.
Talking about this, suppose I looked it up.
Yeah.
And supposedly there's, you know, Mavs T-shirts.
Uh-huh. Stickers.
Concert tickets can be involved in this as well, perhaps. You never know what's going to be in the bag that carries the swag. Again, goes till 7 o'clock. DART says it's made some improvements to one of its key services.
Starting today, DART's paratransit service is adopting the same system used by the successful GoLink platform. The change aims to enhance the experience for thousands of daily riders. The service offers modern, accessible vans and taxis, allowing wheelchair users to easily board. It also provides connections to key transit facilities in DFW Airport and serves multiple DART cities like Dallas, Carrollton, and Irving. From the 24-Hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More kids died from the flu in the last flu season than any other year. The CDC reports the flu bug killed around 200 children during 23-24. The old record, 199 from 2019 through 2020. The other factor, 80% of the children that died did not get vaccinated against the flu. Around half of the deaths came in kids that had some other health conditions. And CDC recommending everyone older than 6 months should get the flu vaccine by the end of this month. And only 54% of children actually get the flu vaccination.
A favorite meteor shower is visible tonight.
Social media in people's backyards will be echoing with wonder over the next few weeks. Just look southeast after midnight, where the meteor should be visible, radiating from the upraised club of the constellation Orion. They come from Halley's Comet, and the dust particles that look like shooting stars are left behind in its path. We pass through it in late October every year. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
We're checking your traffic and weather together on the 8s. Hot weather still continues in the DFW, even though this is fall. And we got a wreck that's slowing you way down as you're trying to go in through McKinney on Central Expressway.
The vice presidential candidates meet tonight in their only debate.
You can hear the debate live right here on KRLD and tune in first thing tomorrow morning for what you need to know.
State Fair is in full swing now, and every weekday, Mike Rogers and Austin York are broadcasting the mid-morning mic check out there live. Today, they spoke to Rusty Fitzgerald. He's the midway manager at the fair.
We've got 73 rides sitting out there, but we have two new ones. One of them's called the Kraken. It already sounds.
I'm out.
It's pretty ominous looking.
And he says it's a pendulum ride. Oh, I can't do those.
The ones that
swing you back and forth. It's usually like, it's funny, this one's the Kraken. It's usually like a ship, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But get this, it is actually 145 feet tall. Okay, you can find Mike and Austin on the pendulum ride live. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to put that on them. But you can see them at Fernie's Funnel Cakes in the Embarcadero building every day from 10 to noon. So make sure you stop by and say hello.
Southwest Airlines back on track when it comes to getting their flights out on time. The newest numbers out from the Transportation Department. It says more than 70.5% of Southwest Airlines flights arrived on time in the last month. That's just shy of the arrival times for Hawaiian and Alaskan Airlines. Southwest also tied with Alaska Airlines for the lowest cancellation rate at 0.7% in July. On the other side of it, our other airline, American Airlines, landed near the bottom, close to Spirit and Frontier for on-time arrival, only 65.7% of the time.
Well, a lot of neighborhoods across the Metroplex are planning events tonight for National Night Out. The Midtown Improvement District in Dallas is growing as a spot for people from different countries and backgrounds. And Shannon Freeman says their party gives neighbors and businesses a chance to get to know each other.
So many people are working together in this district to be impactful, whether it's for better roads, better schools, housing, whatever it is. But safety is our number one priority.
They're also handing out thermoses to each police officer. She says they want to show their appreciation for police and give kids a chance to see them in a more laid-back atmosphere so that they'll be able to feel comfortable talking to officers whenever they need to.
This is National Taco Day, which means a lot of restaurants offering discounts or freebies. New survey finds tacos are some of the most popular foods around. At least 90% of Americans say they like to eat tacos. The other 10% are probably lying. 83% say they have tacos and Mexican food at least once a month. 1 in 6 eats it every week. Mexican food, the second most popular food in the country. Number one is Italian. Our question of the day today dealt with the best tacos around.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you find yours?
We had some really good ones.
Your favorites.
Salsa Verde off of Webb Chapel. Oh, it's so good. It's every time. Delicious.
Yeah, Crush Taco, FM 423 in Frisco.
Oh.
Every Sunday. Hey, looks like it's going to be the Democrats and Republicans in our country for a few years to come. The U.S. is kind of unique in that. Other democracies may have two parties, but they have other parties that actually carry power in their governments. And the whole idea of a third political party with any clout in our government starting to lose some steam. Latest Gallup poll finds support for a third party has dropped a bit. 58% of Americans say we need a third party. That's down from 62% that said it last year. Democrats and Republicans only get a 37% support right now in our country.
Well, it is a hard time for a lot of fans of John Amos, who starred in Good Times and Roots. He's passed away at the age of 84. He played James Evans Sr. on Good Times, but after 3 seasons, he was fired because he was critical of the show's white writing staff creating storylines for black characters that he felt were inauthentic. Amos played the adult Kunta Kinte in Roots and also appeared in the films Coming to America, Die Hard 2, and Madea's Witness Protection.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.